There is growing evidence of healthcare disparities that manifest in African Americans at a disproportionate level at an early age. Despite the high prevalence of heart disease, patients of color are frequently underdiagnosed and underprescribed guideline medical therapy. Due to the failure of early diagnosis and therapy, heart disease mortality from hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and chronic kidney disease is at an alarming level. Working in a safety net hospital, I have had the privilege of working with healthcare providers who tirelessly work for the benefit of serving the people in the community. Serving as a physician for over 20 years, while also being a wife and mother, my values align with this community where my family resides. More than 70% of NYC Health Plus hospitals, Kings County patients identify as either Black, African American, Hispanic, Latinx, or Asian American Pacific Islander, and an estimated 30% of patients are limited English proficient. The marginalized groups that NYC Health Plus hospitals serve are more likely to experience poverty, and they also face a disproportionate amount of harmful daily stressors and barriers, which exacerbate chronic disease disparities and health inequities. Working with a multidisciplinary group of physicians, nurse practitioners, and sonographers in the Division of Cardiology allows our team to see patients in a timely manner and provide early diagnosis and treatment for the risk factors that are a precursor to heart disease. Heart disease is preventable. Recognizing that the main elements of cardiovascular prevention include a healthy diet, physical activity, and avoiding cigarette smoking are the first steps. Knowing your family history is important towards preventing a person from exposing themselves to the toxins that cause heart disease. Having a relative with heart disease increases your risk, especially if the relative is a parent or sibling. Reducing stress levels is also a method that many people need to prevent heart disease. Long-term stress can cause elevated heart rate and blood pressure that damage the arterial walls. By learning stress management techniques, this will benefit your body and eventually lead to a better quality of life. Practicing healthy living habits is not easy for many individuals. The food you eat can decrease your risk of heart disease and stroke. Foods that are low in saturated fat, trans fat, and sodium should be part of an individual's daily regimen. You should also add fiber-rich whole grains, fish, and preferably oily fish, at least twice weekly, nuts, legumes, and seeds. Selecting lower-fat dairy products and skinless poultry is stressed. Limiting sugar-sweetened beverages and red meat should also be part of a person's daily regimen. Exercise is a remarkable tool for heart disease prevention. Many people are sedentary and there is a lot of room for improvement. Exercise can consist of low-level walking for 20 to 30 minutes twice or three times a week. Starting with a slow and minimal impact can provide a healthier lifestyle that many people can participate in. Exercise does not need to consist of running, just a decent pair of walking shoes can provide a person with a healthier alternative lifestyle. Living a healthy lifestyle does not involve smoking. Thus, if you smoke, it is time to quit. Even exposure to secondhand smoke poses a serious health hazard. Non-smokers are up to 30% more likely to develop heart disease or lung cancer from secondhand smoke exposure, according to a U.S. Surgeon General report. Routine screening saves lives. Doctor follow-ups are essential. Following up with your primary care physician is important to monitor weight and blood pressure management. When a person follows up with their doctor, they obtain the essential blood pressure medication refills and find out if additional medication is needed. Following up with your doctor also includes obtaining the correct vaccinations. Many vaccines can prevent heart disease and are essential in many susceptible patients. Vaccines, such as the flu vaccine, are essential to prevent heart problems. COVID-19 and pneumococcal vaccines should all be addressed during a doctor's visit. The prevention of heart disease is essential for a person to live a healthier lifestyle. As a physician that is part of the cardiac team, I recognize that if a person does not work towards living a healthier lifestyle, it can result in a stroke, heart attack, or many other complications. Stressing diet, exercise, and smoking cessation are key factors that will save many of our community members' lives. Suzette B. Graham-Hill, MD, is a physician specializing in internal medicine and cardiovascular disease at NYC Health Plus Hospitals, Kings County.